The Utah State Office of Education released the school grades this week under a new system that measures not just a school's proficiency, but how much the students grow in their learning. The preliminary data is in, giving most area schools a B letter grade, with one school, Jeremy Ranch, scoring an A grade and McPolin Elementary receiving a C. All grades were on a curve, with Jeremy's A accomplished by an 81% grade, a curve any student would appreciate. According to the Park City School District's Associate Superintendent of Human Resources, Tim McConnell, none of the data used is new information. It's just compiled differently. The grades are arrived at based on those two criteria, one from end-of-year test scores in math, science, and language arts.
So you get a certain number of points for your achievement, which is those students that are proficient in those three areas. And then also the below proficient are looked at with regard to growth, as are all students, based on what their growth shows.
And how growth is measured is complex and measured in a variety of ways.
It actually now is patterned by establishing cohorts of kids across the state that score similarly in previous years. So, for example, if you had a student that finished fifth grade last year and they'd been in the school system, at the end of the year they've scored in third grade, in fourth grade, and in fifth grade. So they have a pattern of how they've scored. And then what they've done is group them with kids from across the state that have that similar pattern or same pattern of how they've scored. And then that's how they show growth, is how they performed against that cohort of students.
There are several schools in Utah that did receive an F. McConnell says those are the schools in which there's considerable difficulty keeping children at school. He says that the letter grade just provides information that'll help McPolin, as well as other area schools, make the necessary improvements.
As you will have seen with most schools, there are ups and downs that occur from year to year. Each school goes through that, and so some of the percent proficient and growth scores were not as robust as we'd like to have seen. And again, this is not new information. We know the areas we need to focus on, and so that'll be a part of what McPolin will need to take a look at this year, is those lower performing kids and how to get them to increase in their growth and their percentage of proficiency.
The recently released letter grades have members of the school board scratching their heads because the data that explains the grades won't be released until the end of the month. As school board member Tanya Knauer says, it leaves many questions about how growth at a school is measured, how student improvement is weighted at both the low and the high end.
So, for example, if you have a group of kids that went from 40th to 60th percentile, is that a different, is there more given to that than a group of kids that were at the 90th percentile and to the 92nd percentile? Does that make sense? I mean, they both grew, but one was 2%. Almost 20%. You can't expect the 90th percentile to grow at 20%. I mean, how does that get factored?
Park City Schools Superintendent Ember Conley says this is the direction the district needs to go in. They have to use this data to constantly evaluate and improve.
Once we get the data to be able to hone in to the direct grade level subject strand of where do we need to really focus upon, which when you get into school improvement, district improvement, it really does allow us to see the areas that we need to support. I do want to point out that two of our schools we're within less than one percentage point of being an A school.
She cautions against the school letter grades introducing any competition between schools.
For us to really focus on areas of continual improvement, but try to remain away from becoming competitive within our district. And we have to remain on the same page. We're a team, we're unified, and we're all here for our kids.
That's Park City School District Superintendent Ember Conley. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.